some of them, if you hit them, you know, they're going to go over.
General Manager Leonard Park of Frogmore Fresh Blueberry Farm still worries about the almost 200,000 canes holding up his plants.
If you have the tape that tied the little plant, and if you were to clip the tape off, the plant would just go, just like that.
Each of them were hand-tied by volunteers after Hurricane Irma hit. Though the recovery efforts are over, Park says driving through the field, it's clear his crops have taken a beating.
See, you know, it looks like we're growing bamboo.
But many farmers across the state are in worse situations. A University of Florida study shows the Florida agricultural industry could lose 50,000 jobs due to the storm. One of the project coordinators at the Farm Worker Association of Florida, Jeannie Economo, says less crop means less work.
When you have workers that are accustomed to working on piece rate, which means they work on production rather than by the hour, it can drastically reduce their income. So if the crop is much sparser, then that means that they are able to harvest less and thus make less money.
Economo says she's answered plenty of desperate calls from farm workers since the storm.
What we're encountering is a lot of farm workers who are not able to pay their rent, are not able to pay their utilities. They're just trying to get by with having enough money to pay for food and basic necessities.
$2.6 billion are set aside for the agricultural industry in the new disaster relief package passed by the U.S. House of Representatives, but it's unclear how it could impact farms like Frogmore Fresh or farm workers across Florida.
Time-wise, you know, there are a lot of plants we do not know when they will totally recover to the point where we're going to be afraid if the canes rot that they're going to fall over next summer. Financially, it's not the end of the world, but it's certainly a major setback.
Dolores Hinckley, WUFT News.